made in Sheffield, made by you.
Do you want to get your message heard? With low advertising rates and great sponsorship opportunities, Sheffield Live can help you reach thousands of local people. Get your campaign on Sheffield Live. To find out more about advertising on Sheffield Live, write to advertising@sheffieldlive.org or call 0114 281 4082.
Well, let's go.
Okay, go, go, go.
Your very first words, really get right in and bang them out.
Okay.
All aboard for Night Train. Night Train. Night Train.
We'll do it hot, we'll do it fast. We'll do it hot, we'll do it fast. Come on, baby, do a chicken, chicken walk. Wiggle yourself from head to toe. Do your stuff wherever you go. Do your stuff up on the floor. Do your stuff wherever you go. Come on, baby, do a chicken, chicken walk. Push in and a push out. 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 Push in and a push, 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 push out. Yeah, let's walk, 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 baby. Up on the floor, do your stuff wherever you go, do your stuff wherever you go. Come on, baby, do a chicken, chicken walk. Push in and a push out, 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 push in and a push, 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 push out. Yeah, let's walk, 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 baby.
This thing on?
Hello, hello.
It almost wasn't on. I can't face doing this show a third time. Hello, good evening and welcome. It is 9 o'clock. It is September. And this is the Night Train.
It's gone dark.
It has gone dark. I quite like it. Nighttime is the right time, as we say. I feel like our show is better suited for nighttime listening.
Yeah, it's always weird in the summer when we start and it's full on sunshine.
Yes, well, it's dark, folks.
Yes.
It's dark outside. It's dark in the studio, how we like it.
It's dark in our souls.
Yeah. Dear listeners.
It's a good start.
Isn't it? Talking of starts, yes, we kicked off with Hassel Atkins' Chicken Walk from 1962. Yeah, if you've not seen the wide world of Hassel Atkins on YouTube, a little short documentary from 1993, watch it. Or if you can't bother to watch it, next time you're on the toilet, go on his Wikipedia page. It's absolutely crackers. A fire out cat, as they would say. We're joking about this show because it is our second attempt.
Yeah, so 2 weeks ago we came in, we tried to do this show.
Yeah,
and there was a lot of technical problems, but not from our end, should we say.
Yes, for once it wasn't inflicted by us.
So it did broadcast live on the FM frequency only, is that right?
That is correct.
Yeah, but no other...
The only way we could tell that was my better half checked, said, yeah, it works. And I was like, oh, do you like this song? I've stopped listening. So we briefly had one listener. But, so there might be someone out there who's listening on FM 2 weeks ago.
I've heard this before, yeah. I think we did about an hour and 10.
Yeah, because we thought if the podcast...
Yes,
comes
that was
up,
it. Yeah,
we're going to
do it.
And then we got to like 10 past 10. Like,
realised it was...
No, literally doing a show to nobody.
To nobody. Or maybe they were. Maybe if you did hear it, let us know.
Yeah, because I feel like I saw Luke Ooner saying in an interview, is like, we always said if there were three nights they did in a row that were flat, they wouldn't do it anymore. So I think if we do one show where there's zero listeners, that's it. It's time to pack it in.
We would not have got this far.
We're probably not. If you're out there tonight, let us know. Bluesky@thenighttrain.co.uk. We're going to play some music now. All of our chat is irrelevant anyway. Everything's...
let yourself go and do what you want to. Hey!
hills and traveling in heavily traveled areas.
Skateboarding dangerous? I don't really think so. No. I think it's really dangerous. You don't know what you're doing.
Howdy folks, welcome back.
Set one done and dusted, real weird deja vu vibes. I'm going to have to stop going on about it. I was actually surprised that last song came up. And I was like, oh yeah. So there might be a little bit of that this week. This is the Night Train, pushing radio to new boundaries, new far out places, by doing the same show we did 2 weeks ago. Is it going better than last time?
Definitely.
Yeah, well...
I'm confident. Last time we were in a sort of pit, going, "Oh, it's not working. Is this worth it?
Why do we even do
Why
this?
Why are we here?
Why are we here? Why?"
Yeah. Not this time.
No, we're firing on all cylinders. Yes. So that first set we kicked off. Well, I mean, when we were doing this show, it was full of hot promo action.
Yeah.
Albeit a promo for stuff that has already been released, so we're already quite late.
And now it's just been knocked back even further.
Yes.
Sound even less on the ball.
Yes, so we kicked off with Dirt Urban with Run Melescu Shigo, Let's Speak the Truth, released... Oh no, this one's not out yet. Released is September 18th.
Hey!
There we go, we are still on the cutting edge, listeners. Recorded sometime around 1987 and 88 in Mogadishu, Somalia. It's been reissued by Analog Africa. Classic tale of the military band instruments playing in a hotel.
Oh, yes.
Tale as old as time. Tapes go across the continent. Now get a sweet reissue from Analog Africa. And then it was over to one of your picks.
Yeah, Gerardo Frizina with Lindiza. That was some hot new promo action. Da-da-da. But actually... it's just I hadn't looked in the folder for a while. This one's from June. This was released in June, so yeah, a few months too late. But that's he's an Italian musician and producer, releasing on Schema Records, Milanese jazz label, since I don't know, like the early 2000s, something like 25 years or something. But this one is paying homage to Brazilian music of all types. It says tropical funk, jazz, bacada? Is it bacuda or bacada?
Batucada.
There we are. Yes, the lively percussive samba rhythms. That was the one performed by the Batteria.
See, this is the problem, because now any sort of tidbit of information, I'm like, oh, is this me...
Already heard this.
Yes, my reeling out sad old facts.
Because we've done this show before, it would now be like super slick and well rehearsed.
No, it's just me.
It's actually got. it was slicker before, wasn't it?
Yes, it's like diluted somehow.
Yeah, it's bizarre. So then after that, we went to John Ellison with Got to Have Rhythm. Now, if you'd heard me say this last time, I said, oh, well, this is on some sort of mixtape. I don't know where I know it from, blah, blah, blah. And you told me it was Product Placement.
Yes, it was.
So this time, not only do I know it's already from Product Placement, I've already found out. John Ellison wrote one of the most famous soul songs of all time, Some Kind of Wonderful. Which has now been covered by 75 different artists. It says it's been played on the radio 6 million times.
Yeah.
But his version was from the late 60s, and it didn't really catch mainstream audience until Grand Funk Railroad covered it, I think, a few years later, mid-70s maybe.
Okay.
There's a good quote here. It says, a lot of people ask me, they say, does it not make you feel bad that someone else recorded your song to make it a hit? And he said, nope. Makes me feel great, because every time someone recorded it, I'm the guy who gets paid. And I'm the guy who goes to the bank.
That's the way to do it, isn't it? Well, what a great outlook. So, after that, was it one of mine?
Yeah, you finished up on it.
Oh, yes.
Nomi.
Nomi with Sweet Talk. That was released April this year on Earth Angel Records. I think it comes from the new album, This Wolf May Cry, the first long player from her, released on Friday. So yeah, get that in your ears if you can. That was one of what was his name, J-Rock's Songs of the Summer.
Yes,
he posted on Instagram.
Still feeling strangely familiar. Like Back to the Future.
you are wearing a body warmer. And then after that was Teso featuring DJ Rashad and DJ Spin AM track, released 2013 on the New Star EP. kind of a tech-like release. We put that one in because when we was making the show, we were talking on WhatsApp and said, oh, what we're supposed to be, we out here right now, but we weren't.
Oh, yeah, that
so
was
then,
it.
Yeah, yeah, we're like, let's have a look at the lineup and see what we could have won.
What would we have been doing?
Yeah, and it would have been dancing awkwardly to footwork in a tent.
Sort of stood in a corner nodding to a speaker pounding bass.
Yeah, I did watch some videos of the DJ spin set, and they had some footwork dancers there.
Oh, what?
British ones as well, some people from Scotland. That's a long drive. If they came all the way from Scotland
to Dorset,
yeah,
to footwork.
Yeah, there's a really good write-up review, dispatch, I don't know what to call it, from Joe Muggs on the Arts Desk. I'll put a link to that in the show notes, talking about his experience at the festival. It's a pretty good read. I'm scared to send it to the people I'm going to there with next year.
Like it might put them off.
Potentially. I've been trying to downplay the jazz. And just put, you know, this, you can just wander around and get lots of music.
Yes.
So hopefully that'll be enough. I've told them the food's really good, so that should also win some brownie points. Right, this instrumental's nearly over. So we're going to go to some music. Going to send this one out to Alan and Debbie in Suffolk.
I saw a yellow tinge in it, too. Weird. It appears that he may be moving a little bit this way. It's brighter than it has been. We're picking up heat reflection off the trees. Looking directly overhead, one can see an opening in the trees plus some freshly broken pine branches on the ground underneath. Looks like some of them came off about 15 to 20 feet up. Straight ahead off my flashlight there. So there it is. Right on this position here. Straight ahead in between the tree. There it is again. Watch. Straight ahead off my flashlight there. So there it is.
Hey, I see it too.
Straight ahead in between the tree. There it is again.
about 7/10 there.
7/10 right there in the center?
Uh-huh.
We got very positive readings.
expedition to the site of Britain. It was a grim undertaking, but we had to go. Otherwise, all the members of the first expedition would have died for nothing.
Stand out from the rest for their excellence.
Okie dokie.
Right, yeah. An actual show to do.
Yeah, let's Yeah, this is the Night Train. Yep. Sheffield Live, 93.2 FM. And we're back in business.
Yeah, it's still coming to you live and direct from the old studio. Still no word on when it's going to be the new studio.
Yeah.
What I'm hoping for is, I think I've said it, is we turn up and the studio isn't here.
They must have moved.
Yeah, and then so there won't be a show that week.
Although in theory, we should mental the Castle Gate Festival next week.
Yes, that's right. This little pop-up radio station in the new spot.
Yeah.
And a little exhibition and interactive experience. Pop your head in, go and get involved. That's on 42 Wainegate, the old Tap and Barrel pub.
Yeah, festival takes place. Is it all weekend?
Yeah.
I think it's all weekend, yeah. So there's a bunch of other stuff. But yeah, check out Castle Gate Festival next weekend.
Right, but you want to know, I assume, what you've just heard? Yes, you start off with Fotech UFO from 1995 on Science, Fotech Productions. Playing that because 2 weeks ago I was in Rendlesham Forest to the spot of the UFO sighting. That's why I've got a shout out to Alan and Debbie for that one, stopping at their house. Back in Ipswich again, not this weekend but next, ever so briefly, hopefully back in time for the show on the 20th, I think.
Whoop whoop.
Yeah. Then after that was...
Pearson Sound.
Oh, yes.
With Blanked on Hessel Audio from 2010. That is their label run by Pearson Sound, a.k.a. Ramadan Man, a.k.a. real name David Kennedy. Label he ran with Ben Thompson, who's Ben UFO, and Kevin McCauley, Pangea.
It's so funny when you hear their government names. They've got like
slightly less cool.
Yes.
So I think last time I was speculating whether they were called Hessel after the place near Hull.
Yes, which I think they were, but they also, I'm sure I read this, they lived in like Hessel Terrace or something in Headingley.
Yeah, so apparently they all went to Leeds University.
Ah.
But David Kennedy is actually from London. Yeah, just looked up and read an interview with him. He looks incredibly young.
Still?
Well, no, even then. Time. I think he was 22 then. He looks about 70.
Jeez.
Just a very youthful looking guy. Yeah,
from Hull, the home of Chip Spice. I still don't think I've actually had Chip Spice.
I had a long conversation about this at work the other day.
Did you?
Yeah, weirdly.
Have you had it?
No.
I don't think I have. I have to put that on my bucket list. Am I going to be sort of that way?
I think you can get it across areas of Yorkshire, not just...
I think I did see it once in Manchester. We were out after the metronomy gig. We went to saw a fight on Oxford Road and then popped into a kebab house, and there was one of the condiments was chained to the counter. I don't know. It wasn't like ketchup. It was
very valuable condiment.
Yeah, maybe it was chip spice. And like,
extremely desirable.
Yeah, we need this. We don't get it this far west. But yeah, we picked that one because of That Kid's A on Instagram.
The
kid that's found the infinite content hack.
Tell me what songs to listen to and I'll dance around the room to them.
Yeah, pretty much. And somebody's put a playlist of everything he's listened to for the first, second, third and whatnot time. It's now at 1,900 songs, 150 hours.
That's insane.
I mean, that's his job.
Yeah,
just to sit in his bedroom and get people...
React.
Yeah, and react. It's quite funny because he posts the clips on Instagram and then the people you can suggest things, but then some of the producers, the people who made the tunes, turn up and get in the comments, so that's pretty funny as well.
Yeah, that was one we heard on there, and already it's way out of date. Yeah, he's listened to hundreds of things since then.
Yes. He's been in a drum and bass moment for the last week or so.
Seems like it's been going on a while, that.
Yeah, but like you said, now every time you open Instagram, it's just him in his room.
Just listening to Doc Scott's or Metalheads.
We topped out that set with one from my brother, Rockers Hi-Fi Transmission Central, the Thievery Corporation remix from 96, as heard on the Thievery Corporation DJ Kicks mix CD. If you like mix CDs, you can't go wrong with those ones. Be going on, I think, 20 years, 25 years, maybe 30.
Yeah, classic.
A long time. Right, so now is the obligatory reggae session. We're going to kick this one off. We're going to send this one out to LT and I won a pinch off her show.
Thank you.
pay attention. We are seen and recorded. Are only a few. No more than the objects from one or two dwellings miraculously preserved in the first world. But they are enough to tell us that these islands, and probably all peoples were at that time, suffered from some
shovel in his hand, and no slovenity is what I've got. Yeah, no bono down the line until that you come on down.
Say me papa ban as a two-band scuffler. say sixpence in my pocket and I really can't stop. I'm going out to spend it at the corner shop. It was a flat foot hustling. Come make me look like a scuffling. Watch a step on our dealers in. Squeeze up, Senata, what they would sell. I feel this a flat foot hustling. Sitting at the gamp and the scuffling. They say me take out me map and me set up a trap. And me have them on a tight rap. Me say me take out me map and me set up a trap. And me have them on a tight rap. I feel you not have them on a tight rap.
Date Records presents a Zombies commercial, starring the Zombies in their latest hit single, Time of the Season. Take it away, Zombies!
It's the time of the season when love runs high.
And now a word from Date Records. Folks, Time of the Season is now available in two sizes, the handy single size record or the economy size album featuring Time of the Season and 11 other out-of-sight Zombies tunes. Be sure to get one for yourself and your loved ones. Now, back to the music.
It's the time of the season for love.
That's all the time we have, folks. We hope you enjoyed it. So keep well, keep happy, and keep tuned till the next time when Date Records brings you the Zombies.
Money down!